GE Aerospace slashes lead time 60%, reshaping defense supply chains. GE Aerospace has compressed production lead times by 60%, a landmark achievement that redefines what institutional investors should expect from defense primes and aero suppliers operating in a capital-constrained, demand-stretched environment. The move arrives as industrial firms face dual pressure. Pentagon procurement officers demanding faster delivery cycles for critical defense systems, and commercial aviation customers wrestling with backlog that stretches years into the future. For equity and credit investors holding aerospace exposure, this is not a marginal operational tweak. It represents a fundamental shift in working capital velocity, inventory turns, and the ability to convert backlog into recognized revenue. The magnitude matters because lead time compression directly translates to cash conversion improvement. In aerospace manufacturing, every week shaved from production cycle time reduces work-in-process inventory, frees factory floor space for additional units, and accelerates the invoice-to-payment timeline. For a company of GE Aerospace's scale, operating multiple engine platforms across commercial widebody, narrowbody, and military applications, a 60% reduction implies hundreds of millions in working capital release and the capacity to absorb incremental orders without proportional capital expenditure. The announcement comes as the broader industrial complex grapples with supply chain normalization post-pandemic, making GE's achievement a bellwether for whether Tier 1 manufacturers can genuinely escape the multi-year delivery lag that has plagued the sector since 2021. The timing is strategic. Defense budgets across NATO allies have expanded materially following geopolitical tensions in Eastern Europe and the Indo-Pacific, with aircraft engine demand for F-35, F-16, and next-generation platforms surging. Commercial aviation, meanwhile, is experiencing its strongest order cycle in a decade, with Boeing and Airbus both carrying backlogs exceeding 7 years of production at current run rates. GE Aerospace's ability to collapse lead times positions the firm to capture disproportionate share of incremental orders, because original equipment manufacturers will preferentially allocate airframe slots to engine suppliers who can keep pace. This is follow the money in action. The supplier who delivers fastest wins the backlog allocation, and backlog is the lifeblood of equity valuation in aerospace. The operational mechanics behind the compression lead time reduction of this magnitude does not occur through incremental Kaizen. It requires wholesale redesign of procurement cadence, manufacturing cell layout, and supplier coordination protocols. GE Aerospace's transformation likely involved three core interventions: digitization of supply chain visibility, modular assembly line reconfiguration, and strategic inventory prepositioning of long lead components. Each of these requires upfront capital investment, but generates compounding returns through cycle time acceleration. Digitization enables real-time visibility into component availability across a multi-tier supplier base. For complex assemblies like jet engines, which incorporate thousands of precision-machined parts from dozens of suppliers, lack of visibility on a single fastener or casting can cascade into weeks of production delay. By implementing end-to-end digital twins and automated procurement triggers, GE can synchronize inbound logistics with assembly schedules, eliminating buffer time historically built into production plans. The capital expenditure for enterprise resource planning systems and sensor-enabled inventory tracking is non-trivial, likely in the tens of millions for a firm of this scale, but the payback period is measured in quarters, not years. Modular assembly reconfiguration shifts from traditional linear flow to cellular manufacturing, where discrete teams own complete subsystems from start to finish. This reduces handoff delays, enables parallel work streams, and surfaces quality issues earlier in the process when rework is less costly. The approach has proven effective in automotive lean manufacturing, but has been slower to penetrate aerospace due to regulatory certification requirements and the conservatism inherent in safety-critical production. GE's success suggests certification authorities are becoming more receptive to process innovation that maintains quality while improving throughput. Strategic inventory prepositioning involves calculated risk, carrying higher safety stock of components with the longest procurement cycles, accepting the working capital hit in exchange for eliminating critical path constraints. For superalloy turbine blades or single crystal castings, which can have 12 to 18 month lead times, holding an extra quarter's worth of inventory can compress total engine assembly time by months. This is a financial engineering decision as much as an operational one, trading higher inventory carrying costs for faster revenue recognition and improved customer satisfaction scores that drive future order allocation. Capital allocation implications for the aerospace value chain: the 60% lead time reduction creates asymmetric returns for GE shareholders and ripple effects across the supply base. On the equity side, faster cycle times improve return on invested capital by increasing asset turnover. If GE can produce the same engine volume with 40% less time in work in process, the denominator in the return on invested capital equation shrinks materially. This is particularly relevant given GE Aerospace trades at approximately 25 times forward earnings, a premium multiple that requires demonstrated capital efficiency to justify. Investors pricing in mid-single-digit revenue growth now have line of sight to margin expansion driven purely by working capital dynamics, independent of volume or pricing assumptions. For the supply base, the implications are mixed. Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers who can match GE's accelerated cadence will see volume growth as GE captures market share from slower competitors. Those who cannot will face inventory penalties, expedite fees, or outright deselection. This creates a bifurcation opportunity for private equity firms with industrial roll-up strategies, acquiring suppliers with legacy manufacturing systems, implementing lean digital infrastructure, and positioning them as preferred partners for primes pursuing lead time compression. The playbook mirrors what occurred in automotive supply chains during the 2000s, when Japanese transplants forced domestic suppliers to adopt just-in-time disciplines or exit the value chain. Credit investors should note that lead time compression, while positive for equity, introduces short-term volatility in cash flow forecasting. The transition period involves dual inventory burdens: legacy work in process under old cycle times plus pre-positioned strategic stock under the new model. GE's balance sheet can absorb this, but smaller suppliers may face liquidity pressure during the switchover. Covenant compliance on inventory to sales ratios could tighten temporarily, creating distressed opportunities for specialty lenders willing to provide bridge financing against future efficiency gains. Cross-sector read-through: industrial capacity in a demand surge environment. GE Aerospace's achievement arrives in parallel with significant capital deployment across adjacent infrastructure sectors, most notably liquefied natural gas export capacity. NextDecade's recent closure of $4.6 billion in project financing for Rio Grande LNG expansion illustrates the same underlying theme. Industrial firms are raising substantial capital to eliminate bottlenecks and capture market share in supply-constrained markets. The Rio Grande financing, one of the largest energy infrastructure raises in 2026, underscores institutional appetite for projects that expand throughput capacity in sectors where demand visibility extends years into the future. The parallel is instructive. Both GE Aerospace and NextDecade operate in markets characterized by multi-year order backlogs, long-cycle capital equipment, and customers willing to pay premiums for delivery certainty. NextDecade's $4.6 billion raise signals that project lenders view LNG export capacity expansion as low-risk deployment given European and Asian demand for U.S. natural gas following geopolitical supply disruptions. Similarly, GE's lead time compression should be understood as capacity expansion without physical plant addition, unlocking latent throughput from existing assets. The return profiles differ. Project Finance LNG deals target mid-teens levered returns over 20-year offtake contracts, while aerospace manufacturing improvements flow through to equity as margin expansion. But the strategic logic aligns. Eliminate the constraint, capture the demand surge. For institutional allocators, this reinforces a sector-agnostic thesis. Industrial assets with demonstrated ability to increase throughput without proportional capital intensity deserve premium valuations. The market has historically rewarded asset-light business models in technology and services, but the 2025-2026 environment is revealing that asset-heavy industrials can achieve similar capital efficiency through operational innovation. GE Aerospace's 60% lead time cut is the aerospace equivalent of a software company improving server utilization from 40% to nearly full capacity. It's pure margin leverage on existing infrastructure. The Plaquemium view the market is underpricing the strategic optionality that GE Aerospace's lead time compression creates. Sell-side consensus models for GE Aerospace likely embed steady-state assumptions on production cycle times, meaning analysts have not yet fully incorporated the working capital release and incremental volume capacity into out-year free cash flow projections. We estimate the 60% reduction could unlock $300 million to $500 million in annual working capital improvement, once fully scaled across the commercial and defense engine portfolio, representing 8% to 12% upside to 2027 consensus free cash flow estimates. More importantly, this positions GE Aerospace as the preferred engine supplier in a market where delivery speed has become a binding constraint. Boeing and Airbus are both capacity limited by supplier performance, not their own assembly rates. An engine manufacturer who can guarantee delivery synchronization with airframe production schedules will command pricing power and allocation priority. This dynamic is not yet reflected in GE's forward price to earnings multiple, which remains in line with legacy aerospace peers despite a structural competitive advantage in fulfillment reliability. The second-order effect extends to mergers and acquisition strategy. GE Aerospace now has the operational template and digital infrastructure to acquire smaller engine programs or adjacent propulsion technologies and rapidly integrate them into its production system. Lead time compression capability is a force multiplier for inorganic growth. It reduces the time and risk associated with post-merger integration, making bolt-on acquisitions more accretive on shorter timelines. We expect GE to deploy this advantage over the next 18 to 24 months, targeting distressed or underperforming engine component suppliers whose assets could be re-rated under GE's operational discipline. Finally, the defense budget cycle favors manufacturers who can deliver incremental units without long lead times. Pentagon procurement officers operate under USTOR-LUSIT annual appropriations, creating strong preference for suppliers who can convert obligation into delivery within the same fiscal year. GE's 60% cycle time improvement transforms the company into a preferred vendor for supplemental defense appropriations, which tend to arrive mid-year and require rapid execution. This is a hidden earnings volatility dampener. The ability to absorb short-notice orders smooths revenue across fiscal quarters and reduces the lumpiness that typically penalizes aerospace valuations. The bottom line: GE Aerospace's 60% lead time reduction is a watershed moment for aerospace manufacturing, proving that defense primes and commercial aero suppliers can escape the multi-year delivery lag that has constrained the sector since the pandemic. The operational achievement translates directly into improved working capital velocity, margin expansion, and the strategic optionality to capture disproportionate share of surging defense and commercial demand. Institutional investors should re-underwrite GE Aerospace with updated assumptions on free cash flow conversion and competitive positioning. We see 10% to 15% upside to current consensus as the market reprices the company's fulfillment reliability premium. More broadly, this validates a thematic bet on industrial operators who can unlock latent capacity through digital transformation and lean manufacturing, generating asset-light returns from asset-heavy businesses. The firms who master cycle time compression will dominate the next phase of the aerospace upcycle, and GE Aerospace just declared itself the frontrunner.